Shalom! You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. We now conclude our 12-part series about Israel's calendar. Hopefully you are beginning to understand and appreciate the simplicity and fundamentals of the calendar that Adonai designated for Israel, seeing in them both their natural rhythms and patterns, as well as their historical, communal, and messianic significance. While most of us tend to limit our view and practice of Israel's calendar to the Shabbat and annual Moedim, our study has uncovered the infrastructure and design upon which the entire calendar is based. To complete the picture for us, let us enter into the concluding message of our Signs and Seasons series, bringing Israel's calendar, according to Scripture, to a close.
Tonight we're concluding the Signs and Seasons series. We've taken a long journey through Israel's calendar to dig into the Scriptures and see what it says, to compare it to what we might have previously thought about the calendar. We've uncovered a lot of detail that's hopefully helped to simplify our understanding of Adonai's signs and seasons. I want to start tonight with a review of Israel's calendar. Throughout this series, we've used the concentric circles diagram to keep track of where we are on the calendar. And as you see in the notes here, we're wrapping up the series by discussing the outermost rings, which are the Shabbat year and the Jubilee year. But before we get to those, let's start with a brief review of everything that we've covered. In the very first session, we talked about the daily cycle, which is often called in the Scriptures day. And this refers to the cycle between daytime and nighttime. We discovered that usually in the Scriptures, when you see the word day, that it's actually referring to daytime and not a 24-hour period. When the Lord means a 24-hour period or a period that includes nighttime, he gives us explicit instructions to that effect. Yom Kippur was our most recent example of that, where we're supposed to begin the night before and go through the following day. That would be a 24-hour period. Then we took a couple of sessions to look at the Shabbat. We began a look at the weekly cycle, which Scripture says begins with a six-day work week and then ends on the seventh day, Shabbat. And the Shabbat was the first actual moed, the first actual appointed time that we looked at. Then we discussed the monthly cycle. We talked about Chodesh, which is Hebrew for new moon. And we saw that the monthly cycle forms the basis of Israel's annual calendar. And without keeping track of that monthly cycle, we wouldn't know where we are in the calendar and wouldn't know when to celebrate the annual of Moedim. Now, when most people think about Israel's calendar, they focus primarily on the annual cycle, and probably with good reason, because there are so many appointed times within that cycle. So we began by looking in the springtime, which is when Scripture says the annual Moedim begin, with Passover or Pesach, and that is an evening or nighttime feast. It begins in the evening, and that feast is done before morning. So that is the first feast that we looked at. Then immediately following Passover was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or the Feast of Matzah, and that's a seven-day feast. So that's the second feast. We also took a session to look at the so-called first fruits and the modern observance of that. And we looked at the counting from the Omer and various ways of counting the Omer, counting differently according to different traditions of certain days away from Passover, and then counting 49 days up to the third feast, which is Shavuot. Shavuot, or Pentecost, is a one-day feast which closes out the spring Moedim. So there's a continuous progression of appointed times beginning at Pesach and going all the way through Shavuot.